There are two companies that will win in any competitive tender situation, that win the business at the end, and those who decide they're not going to pursue it. So actually, it's very difficult sometimes to say, you know what, we're not going to go after this. But if you do, and you make those hard decisions, you'll free up the time to pursue the ones you've got more chance of winning. So closing business is about identifying which ones to go after, which you've got a good chance of winning, but winning without it hurting you too much. And I'll come on to that perhaps in the second half. And deciding which ones to jettison. So there's a few things you need to do, and that is really all about asking open questions, about moving the questions towards objectives. You want to push the customer towards their objections. You want to understand what their objections are. We all hear that phrase, every time you hear a no, it's a buying signal. And I remember the first time I heard that, I was probably at school, and I just went, no means, has that a buying signal? They just said no. And actually somebody once told me many years later that no is just the noise they make when they're clearing their throat to explain what it is they really mean, right? And I think that's absolutely critical. So when you hear no, just take that away from the rest of the sentence and just listen to the rest of the sentence. And the rest of the sentence is a qualifier. So we're kind of skirting on handling objections here when we talk about closing. So when they say no, not right now, what they're saying is, I'd love to, but the timing's wrong. When they say no, we can't afford it, they go, I'd like to, but it's the price that we need to work on. If they say no, I need to go talk to someone else, what they're saying is, I'm not the decision maker, or I'm part of the decision-making process. So whenever you hear the word no, take the word no out, and that will tell you where you need to focus. And that will help you close the business. If they say no, we've got other projects on, that's the best response you can get. Because at that point, you can say, you can learn a lot more about the company. So what other projects are you working on right now that are really sort of occupying your mind? And that will give you an insight into where the company's going, the direction, some of the other things they're doing. And this applies in personal life as much as it does to business life. When you hear people saying, no, let's not do that. It's like, okay, let's go out for dinner. No. We've all been there. Understand that no is just people, it's just the noise they make before they tell you the reason why. So those objections are buying signals, and try and understand what it is they're telling you in terms of their problems, and deal with the problems head on. No, no, we can't afford that. Oh, okay. What they're saying is, well, let's talk about the money. So you go, okay, well, you can't, this is a challenge for you financially right now. I get that. And that's absolutely fine. That's why we're willing to look at what we can do to delay payments, defer payments, split the payments. So tell me what of that is the challenge for you right now? And you're immediately into a conversation. And that is how you close the business. You just work through all the objections until there are none left. But do be careful. It can seem a little bit menu driven. Okay. And I once sat in a meeting, and the guy leaned across the table to me, and he said, "So if I can solve that for you, would you go ahead with the deal?" And my toes curled, but the guy sitting next to me went, "You've just been on a sales course, haven't you?" And everyone felt uncomfortable. So try not to make it too much formulaic. Try not to make it too much of a menu. Be cognizant. Sometimes you might want to handle an objection and not completely deal with it and come back to it. So the objection you want to finish up with is the one that's to your strong suit. Okay. So that's a bit about closing business. I want to talk about win-win, as we're doing two for one today. And I said win-win is an abbreviation, and I'll come on to what that is in a minute. But before we do that, does anyone have any questions on closing or anything that you want? Yes, Zach, you're on mute, by the way.
Yes, so thanks, John. So I have two questions. One is, what happens when you get no feedback back at all, which is neither a no nor a yes or a maybe? It's just like a vacuum. And the second question, which I've already forgotten, is it'll come back to me.
Oh, right. Okay. Well, the first one, ghosting. So that's a nightmare because that's downright rude, right? So if you're talking about emails, the general rule of thumb is don't give up until 14 touch points. And that an email, a text, a phone call, a letter, a brochure, a proposal. So if you're sending emails and you're getting no response, try sending a text, send a WhatsApp message. You know, once upon a time, wasn't that long ago, that sending someone a WhatsApp message wasn't very business. Now it is. Invite them to a webinar. Don't sell them, you know, send them a message on LinkedIn. But you can go for the guilt close, right? So you can go for, I'm really sorry that you know, I've sent you a couple of messages. I've not heard back from you. I'm really sorry that I've been bothering you. And obviously you're extremely busy, which is completely fine. I fully understand that. Please feel free to get back to me as soon as you can, because I'd love to talk to you. And I do apologize for chasing you up again. And always finish it, so I apologize for chasing up again. And at that point, they're going to go, if they're genuine, you're going to hit their guilt complex, right? Which is like, oh, no, I do need to follow up with Sam. Oh, shit, excuse my French. I really should do that. So that. And if they ignore that, you know that they're just not going to buy. They're not interested. They just can't be bothered to be polite about it. Yeah.
Yeah, so pre-COVID, we were invited to pitch. So invited, not really. We were not selling, although obviously there was a little bit of sales at the beginning, but we were invited to pitch for two different initiatives to two different organizations. We pitched, we got into the final round, and then they said you didn't get through to the, you weren't selected. That was it. There was no feedback at all.
No feedback.
We requested feedback, multiple emails, phone calls, whatever. Mm. They've just moved on. But is that a yes, a no? Because what happens if the selected partner actually then fails, and then are we still in the game, or do we just say, all right, bye?
It's a bit of a guessing game. They could be keeping you at arm's length in case the other one doesn't come through. They could be, you lost, you're out. Yeah, we can't be bothered, we haven't got time. Which doesn't take long to send a 3-line email. You know, it wasn't the price, it was actually your capability to deliver all. But yeah. Do you know who won the business?
We don't know for sure who won one of the projects. The other one, we have an idea of who won. We were given a hint by a third party who was involved, but nothing official from anybody.
Okay, because you can do a bit of snooping around and see if they've made an announcement or do the whole LinkedIn thing. If suddenly a lot of people on LinkedIn from both companies are starting to hook up after the event, then they're the operational team. Before the event is the salespeople, after the event is the operational team. If you see a lot of that, then you can bet. And then so send them an email going, I understand, you know, you decided not to go ahead with this. I believe you've gone with XYZ company, which is absolutely brilliant. They're a very good company, a very good competitor of ours. However, let's please keep in touch, you know, because I think we can still do business in the future. And then you're kind of being magnanimous, right? So you've got to work on people's guilt complexes as well.